Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
If you've been bucked, kicked, stomped, and bit, dumped, burned, caught, and hit, can't make any sense of it, think you might as well just quit. But your pride down deep inside says there's no place to hide. Better get back on your horse and ride. And don't you dare give up, because you're cowgirl tough.
Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our co-host, Miss Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, Gary, and welcome back. We're live.
We are live. It's been a few weeks. I've been getting over some surgery, and we've broadcast some of our great shows. By the way, we have over 500 shows that are archived in our podcast, and so you can always go to our website and listen to any of the shows from the past that you'd like to. But, man, it sure feels good to be back in the saddle again.
And great to be here.
Great to be here. Well, we have an extremely fun show to go live with again. And tell us who our guests are today.
Oh, I'm so excited. These folks have been on my bucket list for a long time, and they've just released a new CD, which is what we'll be listening to today. Please welcome in a few minutes. We will be chatting with Tony and Carol Messerly, and they call themselves the Many Strings and Company, and they're going to be with us shortly.
All right, we'll find out more about Tony and Carol in just a minute. But I do want to mention the fact that so many of our listeners have been struggling with these forest fires out in the West, and our continued prayers are with all of these folks out there as they've been dealing with these fires, and we just hope that the fire season gets better as we go along. But many, many prayers are being lifted up for our friends out in the West with all of these forest fires they're dealing with. But how are things out in California, Bobby? Have you been checking in with your friends out there?
Well, the area of Santa Clarita seems to be okay. This, as we go into fall, is always a very hazardous time. Of course, Northern California has been hit significantly. We're heading to a cowboy gathering this weekend. We'll be heading out tomorrow morning. It's in the northwest corner of New Mexico, an area called Philmont. If you're a Boy Scouter, you'll be familiar with the name of Philmont. The Cimarron Cowboy Gathering is happening there this weekend. And I know that Philmont has had some challenges with fire, not in the area that we'll be in, but I know they have had some challenges with fire earlier this summer as well. So, you know, fire and a lack of water are two stories of the West that have just, it's just an ongoing saga throughout all of our Western history.
Well, it really is. It really is. But anyway, our prayers for those folks out there, and we wish for you a short fire season as we move into the fall. But hey, we're excited about our first guest. Tony and Carol Messerly are going to be joining us after this song. We're going to play a song from their new CD called Off Their Rockers. It's called Fishing from the Saddle. And we come back, we'll be talking with Tony and Carol Messerly of Many Strings and Company when we return on the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Grab a pole, we'll ride down to the fishing hole. There's only one sure way to go, fishing from the saddle. Ain't a better way to spend my time, and my pony, she don't mind. Well, the grass is tall and the water's fine, I'm fishing from the saddle. Well, it's root beer, apple, and sandwich, mustard, and bologna. Just in case the fish don't bite while I'm fishing on my pony. Must be my lucky day to find a spot like this. I've been waiting all week long to find a place where I can fish. You grab a line, I grab a pole, we'll ride down to the fishing hole. There's only one sure way to go, fishing from the saddle. Ain't a better way to spend my time, and my pony, she don't mind. Well, the grass is tall, the water's fine, I'm fishing from the saddle. Beneath the crimson sky and where the mountains king, riding to an eagle's cry, it makes cowpokes sing. We'll stay until the sun goes down and ride beneath the moon. I'm so glad you came along so we can sing this cowboy song. And you grab a line, I grab a pole, we'll ride down to the fishing hole. There's only one sure way to go, fishing from the saddle. Ain't a better way to spend my time, and my pony, she don't mind. Well, the grass is tall, the water's fine, I'm fishing from the saddle. Yeah, the grass is tall, the water's fine, I'm fishing from the saddle.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe. That was Fishing from the Saddle by today's guests, Carol and Tony Messerly. And I know that you are going to enjoy these entertaining songs. They just make me smile. With their hearts in Wyoming, today Tony and Carol make their home in Salem, Utah, nestled between the Wasatch Mountains and the Cedar Valley. Calling themselves Many Strings and Company, they perform mostly original songs with a nod to favorites by other Western songwriters. Their sound is unique, a little bit folksy, a touch of old-timey, mostly vintage Western. sometimes quirky and rarely serious, and always bring a smile to my face. Both the International Western Music Association and the Academy of Western Artists have recognized their talent by nominating Many Strings and Company for the Duo Group of the Year Award. And in 2013, Tony yodeled his way to the top of the competition, winning the International Western Music Association's Yodeler of the Year. With 9 CDs to their credit, today we are playing tracks from their newest CD, Off Their Rockers. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe, Tony and Carol Messerly. Welcome, Tony and Carol.
Well, hello, Mama Jean.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're just fine.
Good. Well, I've got tons and tons of questions for you guys this morning, but why don't we kind of start with Tony. Tony, where are you from, Utah originally, or where was home for you?
You know what? I was born in Logan, Utah, but I only lived there the first year of my life, and then we were off. But my dad was killed in an automobile accident when I was a year old. So, we ended up in Wyoming, to make a long story short, and that's where we've been for 40-some-odd years. And now we're in Utah again.
Wow. And Carol, what about you? Where's home?
Utah. I was born in Utah, in Payson, Utah, and moved to Wyoming for work, where I met Tony.
And what brought you back to Utah?
We have grandkids here, and we were missing out on what they were doing, and so we decided, yep, we're going to move back there where we could see those kids more often.
That's too cool. That is too cool. Well, grandkids are worth the move, I'm telling you what. But, Tony, what about your musical career? When did you get started with music?
Oh, boy, let's see. I must have been 7 or 8 years old when I got my first guitar. And it's like everybody else, I wanted to be a rock star, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, by 17 years old, I was playing music in a band, playing in a bar band. Did that for quite a few years, for about 17 years.
Yeah.
What was the name of the band?
The name of the band was the High Noon Band.
And Carol, when you met Tony, was it High Noon?
Yes, it was High Noon. He was playing with his band.
And you were, what brought you into the bar that night?
Oh, I was taking a class at the college, a country dance class, and we would get together and go out and practice what we'd learned that week. And there was Tony up on the stage playing with the High Noon.
Was it love at first sight?
Yeah. I was saying, who's that hot little number dancing around the
dance
floor? Made my heart go pitter patter.
Take you to make a move, Tony.
Yeah.
And Carol, did you get any advice from your mama?
Oh yeah, she had always told us never get wound up with a musician. That's all they can think about. They don't ever make any money, and it'll be a tough life.
And you didn't wrong. Listen, did you?
Not at all.
She was right too.
Gosh. Well, how long did you guys court before you tied the knot?
It was 3 or 4 years before we, yeah. I was in school and trying to finish that up.
You know, Gary, on our first date, I gave her fleas.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Yeah. I was running a trap line out on the Green River, and she was cooking dinner for me. And so when I got to town, I had just skinned a raccoon, I think, was it? Beaver or something. Anyway, I got to town, and I met her at the front door and gave her a big old hug and went in and washed my hands and everything. We sat down to eat, and she says, "What is that in my mashed potatoes?" And we realized it was a, we realized it was a flea. And she looked down at her sweater, and she was covered with fleas, and I was covered with fleas. And anyway, so I gave her fleas on her first date.
Now, Tony, have you written a song about that? I'm not familiar enough with everything on your 9 CDs, but if you've not written one, it's calling you.
I know. We better get on that.
Oh, gosh. That's too funny. That is too funny. Okay. Well, listen, I want to play another song from the CD Off Their Rockers and then come back and talk some more with Tony and Carol. But let's take a listen to this. It's called I'd Rather Be by Many Strings and Company.
They say there's a place for old cowboys on the outskirts of North Abilene. At the top of the stairs, he sits in his chair. In the dim light of burnt kerosene. And it's there that he stares out the window at a pasture that once was a trail. It's clear when he's asked, he lives in the past, as his heart and his memories fell. But it's said that he rode with the good knights, said that he once rodeoed. Life is pretty full when you're mounting the bull. Now he can't even mount the commode. He's thinking, I'd rather be well than ill. And I'd rather be ill than old. I'd rather be old than dead, I fear. But I would rather be dead than here. Well, they say there's a place for old horses, not a barn, but a broken down shack. Half blind or lame, they'll offer him grain, with a place they can walk around the back. There by the fence, a gray stallion with a limp and a sway in his back. Well, how could he hold an old cowboy when he can't even carry the tack? But it's said that he ran with wild mustangs under Montana sky. Now he's haunted at last by the years that have passed. You can tell by the look in his eye. He's thinking, I'd rather be well than ill. And I'd rather be ill than old. And I'd rather be old than dead, I fear. But I would rather be dead than here. And one night the cowboy crawled down the stairway. He pushed himself out the front screen. There by the porch appeared the old horse, as if it were all in a dream. Somehow the cowboy tossed up his saddle, and he reached out and pulled the cinch tight. And drawn by the ghost of old cattle, together they rode into the night. Singing, we'd rather be well than ill. And I'd rather be ill than old. I'd rather be old than dead, I suppose. Dead's just a bad way to wear some fresh clothes. I'd rather be old than dead, I fear. And together they rode out of here.
We're listening to Many Strings and Company off their newest CD, Off Their Rockers, and that is a beautiful song, I'd Rather Be. And we're speaking with Tony and Carol Messerly. This is one of only two songs that's not original music on your CD. You want to just take a moment and tell us a little bit about that piece?
Yeah, Doc Mell, he's kind of one of my inspirations. If anybody hasn't heard of him,
he is unique.
Yeah, he's unique. He's kind of off his rocker too, I think. Anyway, he is phenomenal. He just got married to Doris Daly. I'm sure everybody knows who she is.
Yeah.
And,
no, I
didn't
know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Doc's a Canadian now.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that song is just, when I first heard that song, I fell in love with it, and I asked him if I could record that, and he said yes, and I'm just tickled to have it on the CD.
That's wonderful. So you guys have been performing about 7 years together. So tell us what kind of moved you from doing a country music with a band for a long time and into this genre of music. Carol, you want to chat about that for a moment? And then Tony can give us his side.
Sure. Well, Tony had kind of gotten out of playing with the band for a while, and he was wanting to do some things that, like yodeling and some kind of music that they didn't typically do in the band. So he got to a point where he really needed a bass player. He was booked for the summer almost every weekend, and his bass player didn't work out. So he one day he just said, well, you're going to have to do it, and handed me the bass. For me? And he said, it's easy. You can do it. And so I said, it is? Okay. And then I thought, learning his songs, and I was so petrified of getting up there and being embarrassed about how bad I was at it that I played constantly for a few weeks, and I even had to go buy these little rubber tips for my fingers that they use for paperwork because my fingers got sore. But I did pretty good, and we made it through the first time. That we performed, and there was a bass player in the audience, and I said, what can I do better? And he said, well, if you'd stop shaking, that would help. So, but I got there, and
she doesn't shake anymore.
No. It's been a lot of fun, something that we enjoy doing together, and it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Had you traveled together before, or did playing together bring you together on the road?
We hadn't. Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said, did you travel with Tony prior to becoming Many Strings, or did that happen after?
Yeah, I would travel around. I would sit in the back of wherever they were playing weddings or bars or wherever they were playing at. I'd sit in the back of, and dance with him on the breaks or whatever. But, now that we play together, well, now I'm up on stage with him, and I just never thought that would happen.
Bass player I ever had.
Best-looking bass player you ever had, I imagine.
Oh, gosh.
And,
go ahead,
and
Bobby.
What's it like to collaborate together? Do you find that you're usually – you work together easily, or is one of you a real stickler for detail and drives the other one crazy? Tell all.
No, neither one of us are sticklers for perfection or anything. No.
Yeah.
We just kind of do our thing.
I'm always glad for Tony's input, and he always helps me when I get stuck on a lyric or whatever. It's just nice to have that support. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do pretty good. I did write a song. The first one that I wrote, it was called Beauty of the Mountains. And I was writing for a Mountain Man CD that he was putting together. And I wanted to just help. And I thought women should be represented. And so I wrote mm-hmm. a song. And he said, no, no, too corny.
But you know what's funny is we recorded it. And
only after he spent a few nights on the couch just saying.
Yeah. We recorded it and it went out to, we got a message from Bob Hull at K-Pine Radio in Pinedale, Wyoming, a couple of weeks later saying that it was the number one most requested song for 3 weeks in a row now. So.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And I just give her free rein to write all she wants now.
Well, I know she's written the next song that we're going to play. Gary, do you want to just go to the next song, or do you still have some questions that you want to ask them?
You want to tell us about this song? This is Colonoscopy. That's the song we're going to do next.
Sure.
I'm curious. Yeah.
Well, I always thought that we needed to have fun with our music, or it wasn't worth doing. I thought that there ought to be some fun things. And so I think colonoscopies aren't the thing that people do, but as you get older, you get a lot of pressure to have one. And so I thought, well, all there is left is to laugh about it. So I wrote this next song because I thought we might as well laugh about what we got to do.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
I have. I finally relented. Because I got tired of waiting to do it yourself kit to come out.
There's one more thing I want to tell you about this song. One thing that we did not anticipate is that every time we play this song, which usually we end up playing it, somebody usually yells for it from the audience or whatever, but we come off the stage and there's usually a line of people waiting to tell us about theirs. And I'm like, no.
Sometimes in detail.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny.
Yeah.
My first colonoscopy, I recall I was in the room and they had given me my little shot, and I recall turning to look at the little nurse who was at butt high. And I said, well, if we're going to be this familiar with each other, we might as well introduce one another. And that was the last thing I remember. So, yeah. Well, all right, let's take a listen to this song. I'm looking forward to this. This is called Colonoscopy. It is from the CD Off Their Rockers, and we are talking with Benny Strings today on the Campfire Cafe.
Colonoscopy don't sound that fun to me. It's part of my anatomy. I don't want no one to see. They clean you out real good, and they look where no one should. It ain't no way to spend your day.
What the heck's a polyp anyway?
You got me.
I up and went to see my old friend Lee. He says he's had a colonectomy. His life just ain't the way it used to be. He's lost a part of his identity. Upon the throne. Now he's tethered to a back, no doubt. We can guarantee it ain't takeout.
Colonoscopy don't sound that fun to me. It's part of my anatomy. I don't want no one to see. They clean you out real good, and they look where no one should. It ain't no way to spend your day.
What the heck's a polyp anyway?
Hey, Doc, could you write a note for my wife saying my head is not up there?
Life without a colon ain't for me. I don't want no colonectomy.
I guess we better let him take a peek.
Sometimes you gotta turn the other cheek.
as a polyp anyway?
Hey, Doc, you know, in Arkansas, me and you are considered legally married.
I love that. I love that.
I like the line about, can he have a note from the doctor for his wife?
Colonoscopy. We're talking with Minnie Strings. I don't know why I'm trying to say Springs. Minnie Strings today on the Campfire Cafe. And Tony, I'm real curious as to what a rendezvous is and how you and Carol began playing so many of these. Tell us a little bit about rendezvous.
Well, the Mountain Man Rendezvous was happening back in the early 1800s, and it was short-lived. It was about 15 years. It was about as long as the rendezvous lasted. But what it was when the mountain men would get together in the mountains to sell their furs and get their supplies for the upcoming season. That was the rendezvous. Rendezvous means meeting place. And they still have them today, modern-day mountain men rendezvous. And I started doing that many, many years ago. I'd go and compete, and I'd shoot in competitions and throw the tomahawk and all that good stuff. Eventually we started thinking maybe we needed some music for the rendezvous.
Right.
So a friend of mine by the name of John Huff, he wrote most of the rendezvous songs on our first CD, and the guy is also an author of books, amazing writer. And I put the music to it, and it just kind of took off from there.
Well, at the rendezvous, people show up for those things in period costume, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we wear our buckskins and sing our songs. You know, the first time I did this, I was working at a mine. I worked at a mine for 25 years. But I sat out there on a bench at the rendezvous and sang the only two songs I knew that were that would fit the genre. And I sat there in the sun for 5 hours, and I sang two songs. I had an old top hat sitting in front of me with a rock in it, and people started putting money in that. And by the end of that time, I took that hat and I went and sat by the river and I counted the money, and there was $168 in that hat.
I said,
this is what I'm going to do for a living. And I quit my job at the mine and went on the road.
Wow. And you'll be performing at a rendezvous this weekend. It looked like you're heading out tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. In Evanston, Wyoming. Bear River Mountain Man.
And it's been going on for over 30 years, I think it said, 30-something years for this one. So a very long history of rendezvous gatherings.
And then the big will be the weekend after in Fort Bridger, Wyoming.
Fort Bridger.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Do they have quite a few rendezvous around the country, or?
They do, yeah. They got them back east. Down south, we got a big one in Texas. We don't hit too many of them because we kind of have to stick around the area here.
Right. Well, that sounds like a whole lot of fun to be able to attend one of those. And I guess they have a lot of vendors that show up for those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all the trade goods are all pre-1840s. It's really kind of neat. If you go, you bring your kids, and they get a chance to throw the tomahawk, shoot a bow, addle, candy cannon. They have a candy cannon where they shoot tons of candy out of a cannon for the kids. It's interesting.
Gosh, that is too cool. Well, let's play another song. Let's play one called Little Cowboy Lullaby. And anything you want to tell us about this song?
I was surprised when Tony wrote this one. He's really known for writing faster, colorful kinds of songs. This is, I think, the first lullaby that he's ever written. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, we got a soft spot.
let's take a listen to the Little Cowboy Lullaby. We're talking with Benny Strings and Company on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Little cowboy, ride, ride into your dreams. Close your weary eyes. Ride, ride upon a rainbow. Slide down on a cloud. Drift across the sky. Float across the prairie. Watch the cattle feed upon your broomstick pony. Just ride yourself to sleep. Ride, little cowboy, ride, ride into your dreams. Cowboy dream, saddle up your pony, try to rope the moon. 'Cause tonight you're a cotton candy cowboy, buckles, boots, and jelly beans, my little buckaroo. Dream of chasing butterflies in the spring. Listen to the whippoorwill, coyote puppies sing. Lie down on your pillow now and dream, little cowboy dream. Upon your broomstick pony, just ride yourself to sleep. Ride, little cowboy, ride, ride into your dream. Dream, dream.
Lullaby, such a beautiful song. That's by Tony Messerly and performed by Tony and Carol of Many Strings and Company. They are our guests today. Tony and Carol, you both write a lot of the music, as we've talked about, on this CD. Do you write together or do you write separately? Or just tell us a little bit about your process.
We write separately. And she writes, she'll write lyrics, and then I'll put the music to them, basically how that goes. And as far as songwriting, I am all over the map. Sometimes it takes me better than a year to write a song, and other times, well, I wrote one song, Trapper Joe, that was one of our songs I wrote in 7 minutes. But we generally write, we collaborate a little bit. I'll talk about ideas and whatnot, but
yeah.
As far as lyrics goes, we kind of separate on writing.
Yeah, sometimes I get stuck line and ask him to help me and vice the verse, I think.
And how do you keep track of the ideas that come to you?
Well, when I'm driving,
when you're driving,
I have to keep a notebook by me because I have to write down what comes to me, or I lose it. So that's how I do it. I don't know how Tony does. How do you do it?
I don't know. It's hard to find a topic anymore because we've written and recorded over 100 songs, and we just run out of things to write about.
I doubt that.
Which is probably why the song Colonoscopy came about again.
And the soon to be released song about dating with fleas.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, I know the title to that song. That song is going to be called "I Married the Old Boy, Fleas and All."
There you go. So I know it's always so interesting. We've had some guests that say they just sing a little bit into their phone, you know, or they record their thoughts because when you're driving, it's so hard to, you know, pull over and write. With the modern technology that we have now, do you find that you do that at all, or you're pretty much still writing the old-fashioned way?
The old-fashioned. We're both really technology challenged, I guess you could say. So we do a lot of things the old way.
Well, it works. It works.
It does. Don't change. Now, on this CD, the first song that we did, sing "Fishing from the Saddle," there's a clarinet. And in the Colonoscopy song, there's a really fun, I don't know what instrument that is, that makes like a little springy, jumpy kind of sound. Was that the juice harp?
Yeah, Tony plays the juice harp.
The clarinet is also in that song. Darren Bradford, the guy that did the clarinet, he's incredible.
The instrumentation I find on these songs is really lovely. It gives a really good support to the music. Did you have the idea to bring in, let's say, clarinet, or did that musician that you were working with say, you know, I think we need clarinet here?
No, that was my idea to have the clarinet. I could just hear the clarinet in my head on that song when I was writing it. But most of the instruments, Clive Romney, he's the guy that did the recording, the Pitch Studios in Murray, and he is phenomenal. He just knows what needs to go in his songs. And he did some of the guitar work and the mandolin on it as well.
Accordion.
Yeah. In fact, mm-hmm. every time we listen to the CD, we hear another little something that he put in there that we hadn't noticed before. And and we always say our favorite saying is, "All that Clive." That's what he does. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, a shout out to Clive, Pitchfork Studios.
Well, I think it is what causes a listener to push the play button if they're still old-fashioned with a CD like I am. I've never really have downloaded anything from anywhere. It's all about the CD. And I push that play button over and over because, like you said, I hear something different every time that I'm listening. And I think that's what makes for a great music, is it calls us back to hear it again.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so Gary, so let's move on to, I'm looking at our time. We want to do Carol, and you wrote this one, "I Can't Find My Epiglottis." Tell us about this one.
Well, in 2013, when Tony won was given the Male Yodeler of the Year award, I thought, wow, it would be so amazing if I could yodel also. And I was just sure that I could do that, I could figure that out. And so I wrote the song, "I Can't Find My Epiglottis," because it really didn't work out the way I thought it was going to. I never have been able to yodel. It's interesting, when Tony's yodeling and I harmonize, people always say, "You are yodeling too, aren't you?" But I'm really not. It's all Tony yodeling. But this song was fun, and I hoped that it would share my dilemma with how hard it really is to learn how to yodel and what skill it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it let's
and
take a listen.
And sometimes it can be hard to, yeah, to, sometimes it can be hard to listen to.
Yeah, it did scare a few neighbors as I was learning.
Oh, too funny. Well, let's take a listen to I Can't Find My Epiglottis. This is Many Strings and Company on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world, streaming live online and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
I want to yodel like those cowgirls do. I want to yodel just as good as you. I tried everything they taught us. I can't find my epiglottis. And I'm told that I can't yodel till I do. Now Patsy Montana, Janet Pratt too. Just give them a tune and they would yodel for you. They'd finish off each measure with undulating pleasure. They'd do it just the way that I want to. Yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady. I went to the doctor, I needed advice. So I can yodel real nice. He showed me the location for maximum gyration to take my epiglottis for a try. So I ergled and I gurgled and I gave it my best. My yodel lady efforts didn't sound like the rest. Neighbors showed up on the run. Some called up 911. I guess I failed the epiglottis.
Absolutely great. Off the Rockers is the name of the CD, and of course that was I Can't Find My Epiglottis. I think you did.
Thank you.
Tony, I want to get to another song real quick because we are about to run out of time, but I thought this was great. It's called Bovine Love. You want to tell us about this one?
Well, I didn't write that song through experience. I've never been in love with a cow. And I really don't know where that one came from. But Just wanted to have some fun.
I think he wrote it to torture me.
Yeah.
I am not singing that song with you. But,
This is such a great song, and it is such a great CD. Off the Rocker is the name of the CD, and this is one called Bovine Love, and this is not from Tony's experience, so we'll just do a disclaimer right now. So let's take a listen to that, and we'll be right back and talk more with Tony and Carol on the Campfire Cafe.
It don't bother me if she don't wear no clothes. I think it's kinda cute the way her tongue goes up her nose. Oh, for hell's sakes, I'm falling in love with a cow. The twinkle in her eye and the way her hair does shine. She's my bucking beauty, not just any old bovine. How am I ever gonna tell my mother I'm in love with a cow? She's sexy in the moonlight, sashaying through the brush. Sometimes I wonder, is it love or is it just a crush? She's a bovine beauty with a sexy set of lips. This cowboy loves the way she moves those calf-bearing hips. Fellers, I'm in a real mess. I'm in love with a cow. Like a heifer should. Who could ask for more? She's utterly endowed. Heck, this girl's got four. I know that Angus loves me. I'm the apple in her eye. She ate the flowers I bought her, but she did make me a pie. Children should be seen and not herded.
Too much fun. Tony and Carol Messerly have been our guests today. They are Many Strings and Company, and this is, again, such a fun CD to listen to. It's called Off Their Rockers. And tell us where we can find your website and your Facebook and any other social media.
Oh my gosh, it's the manystrings.net will be our website. manystrings05@hotmail.com is our email. And that's about it.
And you're on Facebook too. You're on Facebook as well?
We're on Facebook, that's right. We're on Facebook, Many Strings and Company on Facebook.
So now go ahead.
I guess that's it. Sorry, guys.
Okay. All right, manystrings.net is the website, and where are you performing this weekend?
We'll be in Evanston, Wyoming at the Mountain Man Rendezvous. Saturday.
Evanston, Wyoming at the Mountain Man Rendezvous, and any other gigs that are coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, we don't do too much after fall hits because one of us has a regular job, so
And we will be at the Heber Valley Catholic Poetry Gathering at the end of October.
Oh, big
Heber, Utah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will you be at the IWMA in Albuquerque in November?
We haven't decided for sure. We're trying to figure out how we can have time off.
It's my hometown. It's my hometown now. You got to be here.
Oh, that's right. Great. Oh, my gosh. I guess we're going to have to find a way to be there just for you, Bobby Jean.
There you go. There you go, Bobby. Hey, anyway, you guys have been absolutely great. We've so enjoyed visiting with you and sharing music from this great CD. And I'm just going to go ahead and invite you to come back and join us again another time. Would you do that?
You bet.
Yeah, we'd love to. Thank you for inviting us.
Well, you are very welcome. And again, this is Many Strings, Tony and Carol Messerly. We've been talking with them today on the Campfire Cafe. And we're going to close this segment of the show out with another song from the CD, beautiful song called Sweet Wyoming Home. Tony and Carol, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Out on the prairie, a horse for a friend. The lonesome old doggies are bawling again, and I'm home. Sweet Wyoming home. I'm riding the range, and it feels all right to be under the stars near the fire tonight, and I'm home. Sweet Wyoming home. Yippee-ki-yi-yo, in the satellite's way. Not a care in the world, I yodel the tune. Yippee-ki-yi-yippee-ki-yi. From out of my bedroll, a new day will dawn. My pony is rested and the coffee is strong, and I'm home. Sweet Wyoming home. I learned how to howl from my home. Sweet Wyoming home. I play this old guitar and I sing out of key, with no one to listen but my pony and me, and my home. Sweet Wyoming home. Yippee-ki-yi-yo, in the satellite's way. Not a care in the world, I yodel a tune. Yippee-ki-yi-yippee-ki-yi. When my body lies still and my spirit is free, I'll be riding the prairie on an old tumbleweed in my home. Sweet Wyoming home, sweet home, sweet Wyoming home.
Sweet Wyoming home. that's Many Strings and Company, and they have been our guest today on the Campfire Cafe. Bobby, these are just such fun people to talk to.
Oh, I've been wanting to do this for a long time. So glad we were able to get them scheduled in.
Well, I am too. I am too. Now, I do want to mention that today we will not be doing Saddle Up America because, quite frankly, I didn't know how I was going to be. But my hip replacement surgery went well, and things are progressing nicely, and feeling pretty doggone good. So we're tickled to be back in the saddle with you this week, Bobby.
It feels good. Feels good.
It feels good. But Saddle Up America will be back next week, and as well as our special guest who will be joining us for the Campfire Cafe. And do you remember who that is?
Next week we have quite a lineup. Next week is Carolyn Martin, and then we finish out August with Carolyn, and she's got a brand new CD, fabulous. And then we kick off September with Ranger Doug and Too Slim of Riders in the Sky and Bobby Marquez.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to having Carolyn with us next week. It's been a while since she's been on. And looking forward to new music from Riders in the Sky and Bobby Marquez. So the first week of September will be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Backcountry Horsemen of America will be with us again, always on the first Thursday of the month. So anyway, this has been a lot of fun today. We hope that you have enjoyed it, and we invite you to invite your friends to tune in and listen to us at equestrianlegacy.net. But we want to close out the show today right now with a song from Carol Markstrom from her great CD, and the song is entitled Bandita. We do want to remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening.
Daughter of a highwayman, she was a desert rose in a rugged land. So many things she didn't know. When the roads began to grow, she fell out of love with a dangerous man. When the change began to blow, she tried to leave, he wouldn't let her go. She left lying dead in the desert. Never wanted to live this way. Oh, Bandita. Running from day to day. Where will tomorrow lead ya? Can't let nobody need ya. Oh, Bandita. Faster than a bullet through the Texas night. She had a thirst for water, and then the morning caught her, searching for a shadow in the bright sunlight. Lord knows she's been through enough, and she feels like giving up, but she can't let him take her freedom away. Nobody goes, no kind of life.